farm, or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Hump Day Wednesday, September 3rd edition. Greatly appreciate Dr. Jeff. And I had to cut him off there at the end because we had so much conversation going, so many text messages back and forth. Again, I would like you guys to store this phone number in your cell phones, not just for you. You may not even have a animal, you may not have a dog or a cat or whatever, but I'd like you to store Dr. Jeff, S-A-H, for Sioux Animal Hospital, and then put his phone number in your phone. That number is 906 area code up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan, 635-5910. Store it in your phone as Dr. Jeff. And if you have any friends, family, co-workers, people you go to church with, anybody that has an animal, I highly recommend that you give them Dr. Jeff's number. And I'll give you a perfect example, just a few of them off the top of my head. First of all, he is Snoop's vet. After we were almost ripped off by Bansfield Medical Hospital down in Traverse City, we adopted Snoop from our son. He is in a company, a corporation that moves him around. He is a fixer. He goes in and looks at a current operation of one of their branch offices and immediately starts cleaning house, firing people, restructuring, making the entire operation more efficient, turned their numbers around, hired new salespeople, trained them on how to go out and sell the products of the plastic company he works for, and then after a year or perhaps two, they then move him to a different city. Well, every time they move him, they put him in executive housing. They pay for his house to move into with his family. His wife, Nicole, and our grandchildren, they move every couple of years. Now, recently, he's been in Dallas, Texas for a while because they have such a huge market down there. He's able to drive around to Houston or other cities in the state of Texas and fix those branches without having to relocate. We met Snoop when they came to visit us. We fell in love with him. He was so comfortable, he literally climbed up in my leather chair and scooted right up against my hip, put his head on my knee, and fell asleep. Well, when they got relocated to Dallas, Texas, they could not take him to this particular home that they rented for Brent because they didn't allow animals. And so Brent came to me and Vicky and said, "Mom and Dad, can you guys take Snoop for a while until I take care of this problem down in Dallas, Texas?" And Vicky said, "Nope, we won't take him for a while. If we take him, he's our dog. He's not going anywhere. This poor baby has been moved around so many times. He's been rescued. Back in the day, he was an American Bulldog mother, purebred. Well, the mother got violated by a Dalmatian/English Pointer mix breed. So Mr. Snoop is part American Bulldog. He's part Dalmatian and part English Pointer. He's a real mongrel, but he's a sweetheart. He's got the best disposition of any dog we've ever had. He is just so calm and relaxed. He doesn't bark. The guy is phenomenal. But the breeder took him and his brothers and sisters, all eight of them, and threw them out in the streets of Jacksonville, Florida. He lived out of garbage cans, the vet things, basically the first year or two of his life. If a semi-truck goes by Snoop, he literally breaks my arm to run away from the truck. He'll take off on that leash, and man, I got to do everything I can to stop him from breaking the leash. So, this is exactly the anxiety, travel anxieties that Pat has with his animal, as well as Mr. Snoop. And it seems to be a reoccurring theme with rescues. So, Trazodone, prescription from your vet, and I highly recommend, I sent you the link, Pat, as well, to get the large breed CBD product from Tim Roberts. And if you know you're going to go on a trip, you're going to be heading up north to your cottage, you're going to be traveling or whatever, a good 2 to 3 hours before the trip, get that eyedropper out. And what I do is just stick it in the side of his teeth, in the back of his tongue area, and I squirt it in there. And then he's sitting there licking and licking and licking as he swallows it. And it seems to absolutely mellow him out. He jumps up in the Yukon. He shakes for about the first 2 or 3 minutes, but then he lays down and goes to sleep. So understand it totally. But please put Dr. Jeff in your cell phone as a vet. Dr. Jeff, S-A-H, Sioux Animal Hospital, and the phone number 906-635-5910. And if you ever have any friends, family, people you go to work with, people you go to church with, whatever, if they need a great vet, Dr. Jeff is your man. And he's teaching his new vet that has come on board. He's got more staff now. They've expanded the hospital's operations. They actually have the ability now for you to bring your horses and cows into the Sioux Animal Hospital. They can operate. And they actually have holding facilities for those animals in the back. This operation is quadrupled in size since he's been on the radio with us, and he's reinvesting back into the Sioux Animal Hospital. And he's a great surgeon. The guy is just a walking encyclopedia when it comes to surgeries, when it comes to diagnosis, and highly recommend him. And again, he's our vet, and we love him to death. He's a great guy. Now, one thing I want to get back to, which caught my eye, was this video that came out on my Twitter X account this morning. Arts and Community sounds the alarm. The House budget that the Republican-controlled majority, Republican House, came up with last week, $78.5 billion, about $6 billion less than what the Senate Democrats passed and less than what Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed back in February, March, earlier this year. Well, part of it is going through the budget line by line. And the state's House proposed budget for fiscal year 2026 wipes out every penny. Every single penny, $12.3 million that the Michigan government spends on arts and crafts, cultural programs, compared to the fiscal year 2025 budget we're in right now. The House also said no to $2 million that the Senate proposed for the arts and cultural facility upgrades, and $220,000 that the Senate wanted to give to each of the Black Leadership Council and the Tribal Commission for various arts and cultural initiatives. Advocates are hoping that the cuts are more than actual proposals, is virtual signaling that the House wants something as a negotiating chip to show that they're serious about pursuing, as opposed to actually making the cuts in the arts community. The University Musical Society whoever the heck that is, fired off a press release late last week saying that if these cuts are left in place, it would decimate Michigan's creative sector, that it would threaten thousands of jobs, weaken local economies, and strip communities of the programs and the cultural resources that they rely on, quote, end quote, said their statement. Well, the proposal comes on top of a 35% cut that the United States House of Representatives cut to the National Endowments of Arts. Washington, D.C., the DOGE activities, Department of Government Efficiencies that they came up with after Elon Musk and his computer geeks went through everything, well, they cut 35% of the National Endowment of Arts and also the National Endowment for the Humanities, taking their funding from the United States Senate proposed $200 million down to $135 million. Well, back at the state level, State Representative Donovan McKinney, a Democrat of Detroit, may not be sitting on the subcommittee that oversees the arts this year. But he's being told small to medium-sized regional art councils face closure if these government cuts go through. McKinney said it would have a detrimental impact on our communities. Arts and culture is one of the opportunities where people can come together and bridge their political gaps. Republicans, Democrats enjoy the arts just as much as the other party. Even if you look at Republicans, Democrats, Independents, it doesn't matter. Social status, economic status, it doesn't matter where you're at, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter who you work for, arts bring people together. This is sad. Well, the current House Minority Vice Chair of the Budget, Jasper Martis, Democrat of Flushing, said he was totally surprised. Well, we're going to get into his thoughts, his reaction, and wrap it up here in the last segment. Hour number one, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this cut in this arts, crafts, community grants, $12.3 million of, according to the Republicans, total waste, something that government should not be paying for. Well, the Democrats, House Minority Vice Chair of the Budget, who oversees the arts funding grants, State Representative Jasper Martis, Democrat of Flushing, said he was totally surprised. He didn't see this coming. Especially after an April 23rd subcommittee meeting in which the Republican majority did not signal a complete elimination of arts grants. Quite the contrary. He recalls that State Representative Ron Robinson, Republican of Utica, spoke highly of the Grand Rapids Art Prize Festival and art projects in his hometown of Utica. When Allison Watson of the Michigan Arts and Cultural Council was testifying, Robinson said at the time, for those naysayers who say, well, what does Michigan get out of these type of programs? I would like to invite them to ask anybody in Grand Rapids. I, for one, am a big fan of the Art Prize Festival, and I thank you guys for doing that. Well, Martis said, at first, I was afraid that the Republicans were going to call the arts waste, fraud, and abuse. And then these Republicans all had positive things to say when we were in committee talking about arts funding. We actually thought that there'd be more pro-arts grants called for in this budget. That's why Martis is now wondering, are Republicans really willing to go to the wall with these cuts? Or is this an easy signal to the Republican base that they're weeding out, quote, needless spending, wanting to attempt to make the cuts, but then blame it on Democrats when we get them to put it back in? Well, for his part, Robinson said today, actually this was yesterday, that the passage of House Bill 4706 was a step in the process and is subject to negotiations process with both the Senate and the governor. But he himself reiterated that he supports the arts. Well, the cuts to the arts grants come as Republicans are scouring to create $3 billion in cuts to provide permanent funding for roads and bridges without raising taxes and fees. Now, the Democrat Marta said he hopes that that's what this is. Now that the Republicans have made their point that they can not only find $3 billion in cuts, but $5 billion in cuts. $3 billion is what's needed for the roads, but they came up with $5 billion in cuts. The question will be, will they be willing to come to the negotiating table and fold on some things and put back the arts funding for something else that they, the Republicans, really want? See, folks, you have to understand, this is a process. This is the inside baseball sausage making of how you come up with a state budget. Now, I believe that this is the Republicans' budget that they want. I believe this is truly what the caucus wants. I believe that this is what the grassroots wants. I actually wanted them to cut even more. I think they could have actually dug in and really cut even more. About $8 billion, 10% off the top of every single department. Not even going into the elimination, complete eliminations of some of these grants, but these departments. You come up with this $5 billion in cuts, I say you can get another $3 billion in just a flat percentage across the board of every single department. That way it's fair, it's equal, and it's across the board where everybody's feeling a little bit of a pinch. So now that you found specifically these $5 billion, find another three. That's less than 5%. 5% of an $80 billion budget is $4 billion. So you're talking about 4%, 3.4, whatever the number is, across the board, every single department. Now, if you guys want your arts and cultural crafts grants reinstated, then the percentage of the cut across the board goes up to 5 or 6 or 7%. This is common sense, and it's all math. And if you guys aren't capable of doing the math in your head, you need a financial calculator? Well, I'll come down and teach you how to operate a Hewlett-Packard 12C financial calculator. This is very simple, folks. You just need somebody who understands numbers. Second hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in